around first.
Well, having Perth around first was rather strange. I think the one outstanding thing that I remember, you know, one remembers the dirty napkins and all the other rubbish of that kind, and him howling in the middle of the night. That happens with everyone.
Yeah.
But I hope this doesn't sound too stupid. One night, Philip was put down to go to bed and was pretty restless. And so I said, okay, I'll go in my tent and lay down with him. And a woman friend of Euler's came in after a while and said, he's marvelous with Philip. They're both getting on so well together. And he was a comparatively easy child to get on with. He tended, later on as he grew up, I think, become more so, he tended to be a little secretive about himself and his feelings. You know, he went along with things and went his own way very often. I think at that stage, certainly, we got on very well together.
Where was he at school then? From what, south to about 1940, 50?
Ah, well, once the war broke out, you see, we moved out to a cottage in the country, in Buckinghamshire, in a village called Kimble. And he went to the village school for a bit, and then they began dropping bombs on Kimble. Because Kimball was very near, he was so stupid to pick Kimball, it was very near the headquarters of Bomber Command. We didn't know that, but apparently the Germans did.
Yeah.
When I heard that bombs had been dropped on Kimball, I thought it was time we did something. So Philip was sent off to some progressive school in Scotland.
God.
I know, but it was remote, it was well away from any bomb-worthy target, you know, as progressive schools go, it seemed to be fairly reasonable. The kids didn't swear incessantly, they weren't drunk all the time, and he settled down there all right.
How old was he when he went there?
Oh, quite young. He must have been, I know he must have been quite young, because one day when I went up to see him, and Una of course went up to see him, the two of us went up to see him, the people who were running the school offered to take us for a little drive. Of course petrol was rationed, we couldn't drive very far, and to take Philip along with us. And they failed to strap him in. I don't think people had thought of straps in those days, but they failed to lock the door as well on the side of Philip then. And he just tumbled out of the car as it was going at about 25 miles an hour into a ditch. So he must have been quite young then. And then when the war was over, we moved back to London.
Was Una teaching by this time? What was she doing?
As a child, was he teaching?
Was Una teaching when Philip was
young? Oh, I'm sorry, was Una teaching? Yes, Una did supply teaching. It was a great help. Because even at, well, by the time